Beyond Tyranny by Russell Simmons. Introduction: The Crisis of Leadership. Throughout the vast expanse of human history, the course of civilization has been determined not by fate, but by those who wield power. Some leaders have been architects of prosperity, visionaries who have uplifted their people, building legacies of peace, knowledge, and progress. Others, however, have plunged nations into darkness, fueling oppression, war, and suffering. The world we live in today stands as both a triumph of human ingenuity and a cautionary tale of what happens when leadership fails. We stand at a crossroads, and the choices we make now will determine whether we continue a cycle of dysfunction or break free from it to create a world led by wisdom and integrity. A system built to fail. No civilization collapses overnight. Corruption does not suddenly materialize. It creeps in, festers, and spreads until it becomes normalized. We have watched this pattern repeat across centuries. The rise and fall of empires, the erosion of democracies, the manipulation of justice, and the exploitation of the vulnerable. Leaders, once entrusted with the welfare of their people, become ensnared in the pursuit of personal gain, their judgment clouded by greed, their policies dictated by those with the deepest pockets. What we call democracy often fails to reflect the will of the people, while authoritarian regimes strip away freedoms under the guise of security and order. Communism, capitalism, and socialism have all promised utopias, yet time and again, they have failed to fully deliver because they remain susceptible to the flaws of human nature: corruption, self-interest, and the lust for power. The tragic cycle of misrule. We have seen power concentrated in the hands of the few, where rulers impose their will without accountability. We have seen nations torn apart by leaders who stoke division rather than foster unity. We have seen institutions designed to protect the people become tools of exploitation. Despite revolutions, reforms, and countless promises of change, the same patterns continue, as if humanity is trapped in an endless loop of failed leadership. We must ask ourselves why. Why do we continue to place our trust in systems that are so easily manipulated? Why do we elect leaders based on charisma rather than character? Why do we allow ourselves to be governed by those who serve themselves rather than their people? The urgent need for a new vision. It is no longer enough to identify the problems, we must create solutions. This book is a call to action, a deep exploration of what it truly means to lead with integrity, wisdom, and compassion. It is not enough to merely hope for better leadership. We must design a system that ensures only the most ethical, intelligent, and morally grounded individuals are entrusted with power. But how can we achieve this? How can we craft a new model of governance where corruption finds no foothold, where leaders are held to the highest standards, and where the well-being of all takes precedence over the ambitions of the few? Beyond Tyranny, a path to true leadership. The transformation of leadership requires an evolution in thinking. We must look beyond outdated ideologies and power structures that serve only themselves. We must seek new frameworks that merge the best of wisdom, spirituality, and practical governance. A truly just society does not come from coercion, but from a collective agreement on shared values, fairness, and the pursuit of the common good. This book will explore how such a society can be built, outlining the principles of ethical leadership, the mechanisms that prevent corruption, and the systems that can foster trust and cooperation on a global scale. A future worth fighting for. The world is in crisis, but it is also filled with possibility. The failures of the past need not define our future. If we are willing to challenge the status quo, to rethink the very foundations of governance, and to demand accountability from those in power, then we can create a society that truly reflects our highest ideals. This book is an invitation to imagine and to act. Together, we can forge a future where leadership is not a privilege for the corrupt, but a responsibility entrusted only to those who have proven their worthiness. For too long, we have suffered under the weight of tyranny, some of it blatant, some of it insidious. It is time to move beyond it. It is time to create a world led by integrity. 1. The tragedy of bad leadership. A legacy of suffering. History is not just a record of human progress. It is also a chronicle of failure, oppression, and suffering. For every golden age of civilization, there have been dark epochs ruled by leaders who lacked wisdom, compassion, or integrity. Their reigns were marked by war, economic collapse, and human misery. From the tyrannical pharaohs of ancient Egypt to the totalitarian regimes of the 20th century, bad leadership has been the most destructive force in human history. The scars left behind by these rulers are not merely remnants of the past, but active wounds that still shape our world today. The psychology of power and corruption. Why do so many governments fail their people? Why does history repeat itself with such tragic consistency? The answer lies in the corrupting nature of power and the psychological tendencies of those who seek it. Numerous psychological studies have shown that power can amplify the worst traits in individuals: greed, selfishness, paranoia, and an insatiable hunger for control. Even leaders who begin with noble intentions often succumb to the intoxicating effects of authority. Without strict checks and balances, power transforms from a tool of service into an instrument of domination. The structural flaws that enable tyranny. It is not just the personal flaws of leaders that lead to disaster. It is also the structural failures of the systems that allow them to rise and remain in power. Democracies can be manipulated by propaganda and special interests. Monarchies and autocracies concentrate power in the hands of a single individual, with no mechanism for accountability. In many systems, political success is not determined by intelligence, moral character, or competence, but by the ability to manipulate, deceive, and crush opposition. The very institutions designed to protect societies, legal frameworks, checks and balances, free press, are often co-opted or dismantled by those in power, ensuring that the cycle of bad leadership continues unchecked. The cost of incompetence and malevolence. Poor governance has dire consequences. Bad economic policies lead to widespread poverty and famine. Corrupt leadership fosters distrust, cynicism, and societal decay. Authoritarianism breeds fear and violence. From the devastating famines under Mao Zedong's rule to the catastrophic wars launched by reckless imperial ambitions, the impact of poor leadership is measured in human suffering. Beyond immediate crises, the long-term effects of incompetence and corruption erode the very foundations of civilization, making recovery an arduous task that spans generations. Breaking the cycle. If history teaches us anything, it is that leadership must be redefined. We cannot afford to let the same mistakes be made over and over again. Systems must be designed to ensure that those who rise to power do so not because of their ability to manipulate or oppress, but because of their wisdom, empathy, and integrity. A new model of governance is needed, one that prioritizes transparency, accountability, and the well-being of all citizens over the self-interest of the ruling class. Only by addressing both the personal and structural flaws that enable bad leadership can we hope to create a future where power is used not to dominate, but to uplift humanity.